The Gemara continues at Daf Samach Beis Omed Aleph. The Gemara in Samach Aleph Omed Beis had the following baya. Ibayelu kmein yesh behen mishum kedusha or idilma ein behen mishum kedusha. Is there a kedusha on kmein or not? What was the nafkamina? What's the relevance of kmein if it has kedusha? So the Gemara, if it's referring to dleika, if it's the gabri din of latzulinu to save from a dleika, tanina. There's a beferish of Braisa that says that habrochas vakmein. You're not matzil, even if there's oisius and shemus, you're not matzil from that lake, you let it burn from koimum. Now, the Ritva says, later on, Kuf Tezvav, the reason you let it burn is because you're not supposed to write psukim if you're not writing in a gan sefer Torah. You're only supposed to write it in a sefer Torah. You're not writing in a gan sefer Torah. So that's why if you're going to save it, you'll end up writing it, so ein matzilin. Zok the Rosh, Bizman Azeh, what is the din of Eis Las Hashem Efer Tosecha? So you're allowed to write Brochas. Brochas Rashi says referring to Machzorim, the Machz of Rosh Hashanah. Eis Las Hashem, because the Chashash of Shikha, you're allowed to write it. So he says that's only relevant to Gabi Brochas, Taka. That's relevant to Gabi Machzorim. So those you would not let burn Bibnad Leika. But Kmi and the reason of Eis Las Hashem wouldn't apply. That's not something that you have to learn because of Shikha. So Al Kaponim, the Rosh says that this din of Ematzilin is only in the game, maybe to Kmein, but not to Brochus, because Bizman Azeh, you would be able to save them. But like upon him, the din of Yesh Bema Kedusha, Eim Kedusha, is not like Gabri din of Dleika, because clearly it says Eim Atzilin. Then Gemara wants to say, like Gabri Gniza, that is it Tone Gniza or not, after it's Balu. So Gemara said, that's also Tanino. We know that Yodis HaKelim, that have Shemus on them, it's Yogud V'Gazeno. You cut it, and then you bury it. So we see clearly that is a din of Gniza. Now, Tosin Erichin says on Davov, it's not enough just to scrape off, to be coil off the Shemus from the place of the Yodis. You have to, the Etzem Mokum becomes Makudish. So you have to be Yogud, you have to cut it off. The Mokum is Makudish, but the rest of the Kli is not Makudish. The Mokum with Iksav was, that's Makudish. So it's not enough Klifa, but you have to be Yogud and bury the whole thing. But like upon him, we see clearly that it's Ton Gneza. The rest of the Kli is Mutabano once you cut it. But the Etzem, it's Ton Gneza. So the Gemara wants to say, Elo Lagabe Beis Akise. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya that there's no Kedusha, because otherwise, a Kamiya Mumcha, Haki Goed on Shabbos, Lechorah, you'll be Noita B'Yodoi. If it's Yesh Memesh Kedusha, you have to remove it, you go into the Beis Akise. And then the Gemara has a half minute to say that no, Loilam, it has a Kedusha. And the reason why you keep it in your hand is because keeping it in your hand is not considered carrying, because keeping it in your hand is Vaita Malbush, because you need it for Refuah.
On that, the Gemara continues, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph,
that it's not so. It's not the pshat when you keep it in your hand, that would also be considered, that it's considered a malbush, because you're wearing it now for refuah. Zok the Gemara, Samach Beis Amud Aleph, V'atanya, Reb Oishi Oimel, U'vat Shalei Yachzena B'yodoi, V'yavagen Adal Adam, T'shus Rabim, it says black and white. You're not allowed to hold it in your hand. So you can't say that Lo'olam has a Kedusha, and the reason why you wear it is because you're not going to carry, because it's not going to be considered your mavid al lamas, because it remains a malbush even when you hold it in your hand. It says clearly in the Brayso, Rabbi Yoshi said, and be mavid al lamas shus rabim. So what is the question relevant legabed din of yesh mem shem kedusha or ein lem shem kedusha? So before the Gemara's teretz, the Gemara teretz of Yazikasha, that teim elagi, maybe the reason why you can't hold it in your hand is not because it's a masui, lo'olam, it's not a masui. And because it's a refu in your hand, it's not allowed to do that. But it's because of Marasayan. Teima Lagi, Dilma Mishu Marasayan, the Dafku, also, Midrabonon, Kamoi Koisha Bashir, Uva Tabas. Like we said before, Shir and Tabas is Taka also because of Marasayan. People think that you're having a Takshit. The Hashalekala Migzer, you can't be Goyza, Dafilu Maisilo, Leki Isura Midraisa. So I'll go upon him, maybe it's only because of Marasayan. Zoktaises, Voimari, not holding in your hand means even under your fist where it's hidden. The lake of Marasayin is no Marasayin. El Yisur deraisa iko. Must be it's an Issa deraisa. When it says Shalom Yachazena biyodim means it's an Issa deraisa of Masui. And not Marasayin, because you don't see it tachas koimtsoi. Vafilu man do'oma kodovish also chomim mishum Marasayin. Afilu b'chadich hadorim is also. Anything that's also because of Marasayin, it's also even b'chadich hadorim where no one knows. So maybe it should be also als Maris Ayin, even if no one sees it in the fist. Zoktei says, that's not Shaykh over here. Hochel Shaykh lemigzer, dafilo oimid b'shuk, v'noison, b'koim tzoy, enka Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin doesn't start. Maris Ayin is osir, then b'chadich adorim, it's osir too. But it has to be mishum Maris Ayin. In the koim tzoy, there is no Maris Ayin. Even if you're standing in the shuk in your fist, no one's going to see it. So it's not Shaykh, the din of Chadji Chadorim. Chadji Chadorim is applicable after it's awesome Shemaris Ayin, that people might accuse you falsely and see it. So then you say it's awesome Chadji Chadorim. But Koimtza, even Beshukat Mutter, it is no Maris Ayin. So it's not Maris Ayin, that can't be the reason.
Elamite's clearly the reason why you can't hold it in your hand, because it's a Masui. So Melu and Matcha, what we said, we wanted to say that La'olam, even if it has a Kedusha, you're allowed to take it off when you and carry it because it's Marapa, it's considered a Malbush. It says clearly you're not allowed to hold it in your hand. So Mela, back to the question, if it has a Kedusha, how do you go with it in a Shus Rabin? L'chari, you'll carry it in your hand. Ain't not allowed to carry it in your hand. Elamite, you're going to say there's no Kedusha. So that's good for the question of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, no. That La'olam, you can say that it has a Kedusha. How do you go into the Beis HaKisei? How do you go into Shus Rabim? We're talking about that the Kmi is Mechupa Or. So Mele, there's no problem to enter the Beis HaKisei. There's no problem to enter the Beis HaKisei. So Mele, Loilam Yesh Ben Kedusha, and there's no problem because over here is Mechupa Or. Frag the Gemara, Vakei Tfilin de Mechupa Or. Tfilin is also Mechupa Or. Betanya, it says clearly, HaNichlas the Beis HaKisei Cholitz Tfilov. You have to remove your tefillin 4 dalad amos before the Beis HaKisei. Now the parshas of Mechupa Or, they're in the batim. And only then you're allowed to enter after you remove it. So we see Mechupa Or is not a teretz. Zog the Gemara over there, it's not because of the parshas. The parshas is attack of Mechupa Or. Hosom mishum shin. It's a shin that's engraved and carved out of the bites of the Shal Rosh. The Shakai, the shin of Shakai, that you can enter the Beis HaKisei with. Mitzad the parshas, attack of Mechupa Or would work. You have to be moitzi and marchik dalad ames and remove it before you enter. Now the etzim din that the parshias are considered mechupa or is considered covered. The Ritva zokt that the etzim davishu kelyon is not considered a kisui. So why would it work as a kisui? Zokt the Ritva since it's oimer zman meruba that would be considered a kisui. There's a whole nother nidan if it's dafka mechupa or if kisui could work in any covering. Or dafka or, does it have to be dafka kisui, stay kisois, or even kisui echod? That's a whole different nidan in the poiskim. Al kaponim, the Gemara says that tefillin, the parashias ataka mechupa, and it's only the shin where you have to remove it. Zokma adoma abaya, shin shal tefillin halacha mishum sinai. The halacha mishum sinai ataka refers to the shin, and that's why you have to cover it, and that's why you have to remove it, since it's exposed. Va'oma abaya, zok the Braisa continues, dalet shal tefillin, the dalet of shakai, which is the back of the Ritzuas of the Shal Rosh, is also Halacha Mishum Sinai. V'om Abayi Yud Shal Tefillin, the Yud of the Ritzuas of the Shal Yad, is also Halacha Mishum Sinai. Now, the Dalet and the Yud is referring to the Ritzuas. The Shin is going on the Bayis. So that's a question in the Gears if you Goris Dalet and Yud also. Tosis says, you're not Goris the Dalet and the Yud. And he's Mechichet from the Sugin in Bam Madlikin, that the Gemara over there is a Shaila Legavi Minamutu Beficho, that we say that Lehuch Shal Lemecha Shemayim only Or Behemet Torah. And we're talking about the Ritzuas over there. And the Gemara doesn't ask, typically the Dalet is Halacha Mishum Sinai, like we say by the Shin. So he says that the Dalet is not Halacha Mishum Sinai. Similarly, we had in Tosis before, that Tosis said, on Daf Samach Aleph, there's a Gears over there that Tosis brings, that by Tfilin, Dilma Mifske V'Osir L'Asuya Dalet Amis Shus Rabim. Not because you need to be Mefana in the Beis HaKisei, and that's where you might remove the Tfilin on Shabbos if you're going to Shus Rabim. But because it might tear. So Tosis wants to say, that typically because of Beis HaKisei, what if to come out like Rashi says? Why do we say because I'm going to tear? So the Kodesh Mikubu wants to say that's going on the Shal Yad. Because the Shal Yad, you would not have to remove when you go into the Beis HaKisei. Because Taka, it doesn't have the Halacha Mishum Sinai, or like the Shin does. And only the Shin Taka is exposed. He doesn't say this on the Dalet and Yud, which are Be'etzim exposed, because it's not, maybe not the Halacha Mishum Sinai. So it's only because of Dilma Mifsik Yotzua. But upon him, the Gemara says over here clearly, that Shin Shal Tefillin is Halacha Mishum Sinai, and because of that, it has to be removed before you enter the Beis HaKisei. And legabe the din of the Kmiya, Yesh Bem Shem Kedusha, Eim Shem Kedusha, the Gemara says, by Mechupa Or, Itaka, there is no problem of Beis HaKisei, and Lo'olam Kmiya Mumcha, you're allowed to go with Shus Rabim, is talking about specifically with Mechupa Or. Because maybe Lo'olam has a Kedusha, and Mechupa Or would solve the problem of Kedusha of entering the Beis HaKisei. Now the Mishabur and Reish Lamed Beis does bring that we're choishish for the Shita of Dalet Halacha Mishum Sinai. So if let's say the Hutar, if the Kesher was Hutar of the Dalet, so you have to put the Tefillin on again because Yil Maisi didn't have Halacha Mishum Sinai Kedalet. So you put it on without a broch, he says. But we see that we choish for that Shita. Zok the Gemara by the two dots
two lines before the Mishnah. V'loy b'shiryon v'loy b'kazav v'loy b'makafayim. You're not going to go with the shiryon, kazav, and makafayim. What are those? So Gemara, shiryon, zarda. Zarda is this shield, this metal shield that protects you in a time of war. Kazdo, what's a kazdo? Omarav, sanvarto. Sanvarto, the Rashi, koiva or. It's a leather cap that they wear, tachas koiva amatechas, under the metal cap. Under the metal helmet, under the metal helmet, they wear a leather cap, a leather koiva. And that's what this is referring to. Other Rishonim say, no, it's referring to the metal helmet itself. And the third thing is makafayim. Omarav, pasmika. Pasmika are those boots that they wear all the way until their knees in the time of war that they wore in the Middle Ages. So that those ampolios shall barzel b'milchama. And the chashash is, it looks like you're going to the milchama, so that's where you can wear those on Shabbos. May not chavit chatos, because at the end of the day, it's a malbush. The Tos Rosh and Daf Samach Gimel gives another reason. He says the reason why you can't go with these warrior clothing is not because it looks like you're going to milchama. No. It's not because of the chashash of Ma'ar Sain or it looks like an Issa. No. He says because since it's only meant for milchama, so Mamele Begufa becomes a masui. It's not a malbush. It's not a malbush by something that is only meant for milchama when now it's at a time of war. So that's why it's taka going to be osa. Now it's not going to be chai v'chatos because at the end of the day you're wearing it. So it's a malbush. But he calls it, it's doimin. It's doimin k'tas l'masui. It's doimin l'masui hain that it's not a milchama. But at the end of the day, it's a malbush, not chai v'chatos. But it's doimin l'masui because today it's not a time of milchama. Zog the Mishnah, daf samach beis omer aleph, 10 lines from the top. Lo yisei tzei isha b'machat anekuva. A woman's allowed to go out with a machat, that's nekuva. The machat nekuva, so it's meant for sewing clothing. So that's why it's bichlal not a tachshit for her. It's a regular masui. That's how the ritual explains. It's a masui because it's not a machat chain in nekuva which could be used for sewing if it doesn't have the eye. It has the eye, the needle. So it's meant for tfira. So it's a regular masui. So loy say to isha machat nekuva, v'loy b'tabash yesh lechoysim, or a signet ring, a ring that has a seal that she can sign with. Since a woman doesn't sign, that's not a derech for her, so it's a regular masif for her. V'loy b'kulyer. Kulyer, the Gemara is going to explain, it's talking about a clasp. V'loy b'kaveles, it's a type of kli that you put in spices for re'acha. V'loy b'tzluchash aplaitin, another type of spices for fragrance. V'im yotza, chayev eschatos. Since all these are masois, it's a masif for her, so she's chayev eschatos. Divremei, that's Tanakam Remei holds. Chachomim poitrin, be koivelis and tzuchas aplaiton. Chachomim pata, by the last two, by koivelis and tzuchas aplaiton, chachomim say it's pota avalosa. Now this din of machat nekuva, where the Ritva says it's a masui because it's meant for sewing, Dr. Ben Yeruchim, Rabbi Yeruchim says that even if she is wearing it now to close up a chalukah with a machat nekuva, it's also awesome because that's the derech how a person carries their clay tvira. You take it and you stick it into your clothing, even if it means to close up chalukah. So Mamela, that's the derech of the hitzah of a machat nekuva. So Mamela, chai v'chatos. So it's you cannot use a pin with an eye in there that's meant for tvira, even if you're going and using it to pin up something, because be'etzem that's the derech of being moitzi a machat nekuva even in choil. Zok the Gemara Omar Ula v'chilufein be'ish. By the ish, it's just the opposite. Zok Rashi. V'chilufein be'ish atabas koi. That means the tabas sheesh lechoisim, the woman is chai v'chatos, so the tabas she'ein lechoisim, the man is chai v'chatos. The tabas sheesh lechoisim im yotzo potur, v'imena lechoisim im yotzo chai v'chatos. Rashi says both things. On the tabas that does not have a choisim, he's chai v'chatos, a woman's ring, and the tabas that has a choisim, he's not allowed to go with it, but in Yotzi is potter. Just like the Ish is not allowed to go with the Tabash, ain't allowed to choysam, because she might show it off. So Rashi clearly learns that just like a woman can't go with the Tabash, she ain't allowed to choysam. But you pot if you do, and you chai v'chatz if you wear the one that has a choysam. So the man is the opposite. He's chai v'chatz if he wears a woman's ring, she ain't allowed to choysam, and he's also the chatchila to go with the Tabash, she ain't allowed to choysam. That's Shitas Rashi. Tosa says, it's only going on the chiv chatos. It's only going on the man wearing the woman's ring that does not have a tabas. That's like a chiv chatos. But it's not also for him to wear a tabas. Because the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, by a man there is no chash, that you're going to remove it like a tachshit to show off to your friends. That's not the customary for a man to do. By a woman taka, it's customary for her to show it off. So melech leyetzel chatchila leteitze by a takshit too, because he might show it off. By a man, there's no such thing as showing off a takshit. That shit's Rabbeinu Tam. Other Rishonim argue. Other Rishonim say that no. That by a man is also chash. That's shita's Rashi. But other Rishonim bring this lahalacha too. That means, is there a chash of a man showing off jewelry or not? Be a big nafkamina. Could a man wear a takshit? Is there a chash that will show it off or not? Shita's Rashi is there is, and Tosfos says clearly Rabbeinu Tam that there isn't a chash. Now shita's Tosfos be'etzem muchach. We learned the Gemara before that by a kamiya you cannot tie it. He should not tie it b'shiu v'tabas on a bracelet and on a ring v'yetze boy, meaning a lushan ish, a man cannot go b'shus ram because of maris ayin. It's mashma, it's only because of maris ayin, not because it's a takshit b'etzim, because a takshit by man is not a problem. Why? Because it doesn't show off. It's only maris ayin. That's how Tosa would learn. That's shitzer ben tam would be. It's only the maris ayin dikadin. It's not a takshit b'etzim. The other sheet would learn that over here he's not going to take it off, even if other takshitim he might, because over here it's connected to the kmiya, and Mameli won't want to remove it because it has healing powers, so he won't remove the shear and the tabas. Now this din of chilufeim beish, the Ramban says it's only going on the din of choisim. It's not going on the din of machat, because a machat by a man, there's no such chilufeim beish that a man is going to be chayev echatos on a machat that is not nekuva, because a man is always potter. There's not a derech of a man to go with a machat tchuva bebigdoy. Only a woman does that. So well, it's not shaykh that is chayv chatos. It's beetzim shleik derech. It's not done. The whole word is that's how you carry it in a weekday. Bechol too, a man doesn't carry a machat tchuva as a klei tfira. So mele, it's only chilufein is not negeya by machat, only by choisim. The Maisa other Rishonim argue. The Rif says, I think the Rambam also, but the Rif says that by Enan Akuva, a man is Chai V'chatos. Because it's derech for him to go out and use it as a toothpick. It's derech letzachzich eshinov. So you can use this machat that's not Nakuva as a toothpick. So Mel, it's a derech for him to stick it in his clothing and to have this toothpick available. So Mel, he would be Chai V'chatos by a machat she'enan Akuva. It would be negei chilufein even by a machat, by a man. So zok the Gemara again, Oma ula v'chilufein b'ish. The opposite is by a man. Alma kasova ula, kol mida d'choze le'ish, l'choze le'isha. It's not choze for an isha. U'mida d'choze le'isha, l'choze le'ish. In fact, the Gemara kasha masav av Yosef. And that's what we said, the machat for a woman that's a choysim is not roi for her. And the opposite by a man is not roi for him if it doesn't have a choysim. In fact, the Gemara kasha masav av Yosef, ha'royim yoytzim b'sakin. Royim allowed to go with sakin. Not just royim that regular wear that usually wear the sakim, elo not just royim alone. Zokma loya royim bavad omru elo kol odom, anyone can wear the sakim. Elo shadak and shalom royim lots is besakin. So we see upon him that even something that's not derech for you, you're allowed to wear it. So we see clearly that by an ish we just said mashadak le ish is not chazi le isha and le ish is not chazi le ish. Here we see what's for the royim is royim for other people too, even though it's not the derech. Zok the mother Elam of Yosef Kosova Ulo. Noshim is different. Noshim am b'fnei atzmenhein. Noshim is a nation on its own. But roy for royim, even though royim usually wear it and not other people, be'etzim they're not so far removed. We're not so different than royim, even though they usually wear it. So mele, a regular person can wear it too. Mashek and isha is am b'fnei atzmon. So mele, you can't have what one wears, the other one wears. Fek ma'akasha esvi abaya hamoitzit tefillin machnisin zug zug. State clearly that if you find tefillin in Rishus Ram on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear them, the Shayan and Sherosh, and go inside, and then take them off, and then go outside again, and wear another pair, and machnis and zugzug, and that's how you wear them, derech malbush, to save them from bizoyin. Now, who's allowed to do this? Echad o'ish v'echad o'isho. Now, a woman is allowed to do this too. V'i amrit noshim amrifni atzmanein, if you're going to tell me, the women are a nation on its own, so ebezoy, v'o mitzvah shizman gomeninu, Tefillin is a mitzvah zman groma. It's not negay for Shabbos. It's not negay for Laila. V'chol mitzvah zman groma noshim apturos. So if they're potter, so then how could you say they can wear something that they're removed from? We just said something that it's not relevant for them to wear. It's something they don't wear. So it's amr b'fnei atzmon. So you can't wear it. So tefillin they're potter from. So it should be amr b'fnei atzmon. It should kick in, and they shouldn't be able to save it. Even zug zug. Zog di gemara hosim kosav rameya Laila zman tefillinu. The mayor is of the opinion that it's not zman groma. Laila zman tefillin. B'Shabbos man tefillinu, ba'avle mitzeshes shaloy as man groma. So it's not man groma. T'chom mitzeshes shaloy as man groma. Nosh metakachayov. So the takachayev. Now, when the Gemara wanted to say that it's mitzvahs esse shazman groma and noshem apota, so the Rashba says that even if it's man groma, the Rashba and Erevin Tarivov, the mice is man groma, noshem are mekai mitzvahs is man groma. They sit in the sukkah. They shake lulav. So if it's a tefillin, they can wear also. So if it's a, they can wear it like a malbush. If it's man groma, noshem even the potter, they can mekai the mitzvah, so why can't they wear tefillin? So why should it be chayiv? On the tzad that it's amifni atzmai is man groma, so the potter. What is that? Where does that kick in amifni atzmai? Lamaisa, they're allowed to do mitzvahs man groma, says man groma too. So they can wear it. There should be a malbush because of that gufa. So lamaisa, there are chalkim and it say that lamaisa, the derech is not to wear it, so that gufa makes it into a masui. The derech, because of gufa noki, they don't wear it lamaisa, so it makes it into a masui. The Mishabura brings both days in Simen Shin Aleph Kufna Nunches, if noshim wearing tefillin would be considered a malbush or a masui on Shabbos. Now Tosis over here says that on the tzad that it was a zman groma and noshim apota, zok Tosis pirush dava masui, and that's why it's also for them to wear it. So why do we say they take it in zug? So the Gemara answers that we're going like Rameya, that it's not zman groma. But frekta is akasha v'im toimar v'hoitzo kalachayadi. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, soon right now, the Gemara is going to ask about the tabas. But Tosis is asking on the tefillin. Lemaisi, not, how can you be chayiv if you're wearing it while you on your head? That's not the regular way of carrying it. Carrying it in your hand. Because of bizoin tefillin, zug. What shver is zug? You're doing it as bizoin tefillin, it's kalachayad, you're taking it. Zog Tosis v'yeshleimar. Came in the masuyu. Since it's a masuyu for her, since she doesn't, she's potter now. V'yochol lovely dechiv chatos, and she could come to dechiv chatos if she carries it in her hand. So heich the moitzi below shinui. If she would have carried without a shinui, so mishum bizoyin loy shachin lei. So because of bizoyin, we don't allow kalachayad because you might come to carry it regular. Bizoyin would not be enough reason to allow kalachayad because you might come to dechiv chatos if you carry it without a shinui. Now frek the gemara. On the tabas alone, how do you tell me that woman is chayiv chatos? On the tabas yesh lechosim, voitzok lachayadi lemaisa, it's a yitzok lachayad. At the end of the day, she's not carrying it in the hand; she's carrying it around her finger. That's not a regular way of voitzok. It's lachayad. So why how can be chayiv chatos? Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah beisha gizboris haskinon. We're talking about an isha that sometimes wears it. So Amela, if you wear it sometimes, so mitzad. That it's considered not kalachayad since gizboris wear it, so it makes it that it's not kalachayad. Now she is chayv chatos because at the end of the day it's for her, it's not a malbush because only an ish wears it. But it's not called kalachayad because an ish gizboris taka wears it in such a way. Zok di gemara, omer abba ba'avchanu ma'biyechnon. So he explained why ish is not kalachayad because the gizboris wears it like that. Ish Michael Meimar. L'chayre, why should a man wear a woman's ring that we say is chayv chatos? It's a tzok lachayad. Zog the Gemara, Elam Agove, Pomeshorim Neisin Leishtoi, Tabas Yesh Lechoysim. A man sometimes gives his wife a Tabas Yesh Lechoysim, Loi Licha Lekufso, to put it away in the jewelry box. Umichosa Biyodoi, and she carries it, wearing it over her finger. So Memela, that's why it's not called Kalachayad. Pomesh, she does it like that. Achimagas Lekufso, Upom the other way too, the opposite. She isha, and they send us the Bible Tabas Yesh Lechoysim. The woman gives her husband a tabas that does not have a choysim. For what? L'lichetz l'uman. To go bring it to the repairman, the uman. L'takein. U'menicha b'yodat sh'megeyetz l'uman. And the man places it on his finger until he gets there. So a male, it's not considered kalachayad, because the maisa, they do wear it sometimes for those instances. Zog the Gemara v'ayta v'loy b'kulyer v'loy b'kevelis. A woman's not allowed to go with the kulyer and a kevelis. What are these two things? Zog the Gemara, my kulyer. What is that? Oh, my Rav. Machbanto. Machbanto is a silver holder that you put as a clasp to keep your chaluk together. So if you're going to Rishus Rabim, even though you're clasping your clothing, yichayv chatos. So what's that kind of pshat? The mice you're using as a clasp. So pshat is that we're talking about that we, right now she's not being soiga chaluka. So it's a clasp, but you're not utilizing for soge chaluka, so you chayv chatos. Einich lam, if you soge chaluka with the clasp, then you're not going to be chayv chatos, because then you're not going to remove it. And it's not a masri, then it's a malbush. And then Ochshash, you're going to remove it, because you don't want the chaluk to fall. So it's clear when it's clasped together, there's not a problem. Just when you're clasping it, not as a soge chaluka, even though usually it is done for that, so then you chayv chatos. What's the reason you're wearing it?
So you're wearing it because it's time you want to show off. You want to show off Oishcha. So Mela, that's why we're talking about Chayv Chatos. Like we had a time in Irshel Zov. When you're doing something to show off Oishcha or Kvedis, so then you're Chayv Chatos. So again, the Gemara says, my Kulia, what's a Kulia? Omer Amach Banto, that's this clasp. Koveles, what's Koveles? Hey, now let go, in the Shus Rabim. Zog the Gemara, Omer Av, Chumalta de Filoin. Chumalta de Filoin is a silver holder that you place the, just like you place Kamis in there, so you place in there Shemen, you place in there oil, which is a good fragrance. Rashi calls it a balsam oil. The balsam oil is for Isha that's Rechara. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Chachomim say that you're potter by Koveles and Siluch Shal Paiton. And Remeya says that you're Chayev Chatos. So it's the story of Machlokes. Are you Chayev? Is it considered a Masui when you're wearing something for Reach or not? Remeya says it's a Masui. It's not a Malbush. It's not a Tachshit. And the Meiri says that it's not like a Kamiya, where Kamiya Mumcha is a remedy. It's a Refuah. So it's considered like a Malbush. Over here, the Reach, this balsam, is not Mavi the Reach Ra. It's just covering it up that people won't smell the Reach Ra. So it's not like a Kmi that's be'etzim mavid achoyli. It's just covering it up. It doesn't be'etzim remove it. So man, that makes it, that's not into a malbish. Now, the Rabbonim that say that it's a tachshit, they hold because of the boysim shaboy, the fragrance gufa becomes your tachshit, or it's machmas the kli that it's in, the kesef, the kli kesef, that's mekabel the boysim, that becomes your tachshit. According to Rabbanon, that is the tachshit, is the kesef that holds the shemen in it. And Remeya argues no. Remeya says that it's a masui, even though you have a kesef, which seemingly is a tachshit. No, the boysim is a malbush, and the boysim itself is not a tachshit. Emeli chai v'chatos. So again, Dr. Mo, kriveles, what's kriveles? Omar Rav chumrata de filoin, which is this boysim that you place into this silver box, and the chenomer avashi zok the gemara chumrat the piloin. The kavelis is the chumrat the piloin. This shemen boysim, this balsam oil that they use for fragrance. Zok gemara toner rabbanon leiseitzei bekavelis. A woman should not go with a kavelis, which is this fragrance, into Rishus HaRabim, v'im yotzach yevas chatos divra meir, that's a main Mishnah, yichayv chatos. Chachomim, v'im lo teitze v'im yotzach p'tura, your potter, that's chomim a Mishnah, that they argue on the last two, and they say that you're potter. Rabbi Eliezer, oim a third shita, yoytzi shebekavelis l'chatchil it's allowed to go in Rishus HaRabim with it. And it's three machlokes over here, similar to what we had by Yishal Zobir, the three machlokes. Remeir that said that yichayv chatos, Chachomim that say that it's potter v'al osa, you might remove it. And Rebbe Lezer says that it's mutter l'chatchila, because man da'aka, who goes to the Yishal Zav, Yishal Shuva doesn't remove. So the Gemara says similar over here. Zag the Gemara, b'maikum mifugi. What's the Yisrael Machlokes? Remeir, so Remeir holds masiu. It's a masui. So you can't go with the Kavelas and Yishal Zav, it's a chayv chatos. Rabbonet Savri, tachshidu. It's a tachshit. So you're not chayv chatos. It's only osim rabbonin. You might remove it. So dil meshalfu mechaviv osel asuye. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar did know. Man darko lemil mei. Who usually wears this reach to remove bad odor? Isha shereichora. It's a woman that has a bad odor. V'isha shereichora lo shalfu mechavia. She's not going to show it off. Why should she show it off? She's going to tell people that she has a reach ra. So she's going to hide it. She's not going to be mechalfa. So memele is mutal chatchila. So because it's leishal for mechavia, so leosi lasuye dalal amis shuzram, she's not going to carry dalal amis in shuzram. Now Rabbi Lezer says a good svara. Why should she remove it? She won't want people to know about it. So lechatchil it's mutter. So what is the pshat of the chachomim? So the Rishonim explain that the chachomim hold that there is a chashash she'll remove it. Why? Because people already know that she has this because they see it, they see the tachshit that's holding it, so they know she has it, so then she's going to remove it to show the tachshit part of it. Not to discuss the boysim, but look at my beautiful tachshit, this silver holder that's holding the boysim. Because be'etzim, this chumras of the piloin has in it two parts. It's the kesef holder and the boysim in it. So mele, there's a chshash that just show off the kesef part of it. According to Rabbi Lezer, you're going to hide it. You're not going to want anyone to know that you have a woman that needs reach toiv to remove reach ra, to cover it up. So mele, it's mutar l'chatchila. Frag the Gemara, v'atanya, how do you say Rabbi Lezer says mutar l'chatchila? It says clearly in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, poiter bekovelis and betzuchas shal plaiton. Don't say mutlach hatchila. There's another brayser that says Rabbi Eliezer patters bekovelis and betzuchas shal plaiton. And here we're saying that it's mutlach hatchila. Here it's mashma by us. The second brayser it's only mashma that it's potter from chatos, but it's mitzvah banon also. And by us it's mashma that mutlach hatchila says clearly. So gemar loy kasha depends. Depends what he's discussing. Ha kiko yad rameyer. Meaning the brayser that says that you're potter. Doesn't mean that it's not mutar l'chatchila. He's just saying potter because he's going on Rameya. Kikoi ad Rameya. When he's going on Rameya, kikoi ad Rameya, Rameya that says yichai v'chatos. So he says, no, you're not chai v'chatos, you're potter. However, kikoi ad Rabbonon. When Rabbi Eliezer is talking to the Rabbonon say that what? That you are potter v'losa. So when Mele he says, no, you're not potter v'losa, you're mutar l'chatchila. The Gemara explains, Kikoy ad Rameya, Tom Chai v'chatos. When Rameya says you're Chai v'chatos, so Omalei, so he says, no, you're not Chai v'chatos, you're Potter from Chatos. Even though he had some holds at Mutlach Hatchila, but he's discussing the discussion at hand. Rameya says you're Chai v'chatos, he says, no, you're Potter from Chatos. Kikoy ad Rabbonon, when he's discussing the Rabbonon would say that it's Potter v'losa, so the Ami Potter v'losa, so Omaiu, not Potter v'losa, it's Mutlach Hatchila, and that's Taka's real sheet. We'll stop over here, the bottom of Daf Samach Beis Omer Aleph. The Gemara is going to continue, Daf Samach Beis Omer Beis. Where is this Machloikas Ramey and Abeliezer that we say in Ki Koyad Rameya, that Abeliezer was discussing going on Rameya specifically, and he said that you're Potav Alasa, even though he had some holds, that it's Mutal Chathilo. Where is this Rameya? Where is this specific Machloikas that he was Koyagabeya?